paddling a cardboard canoe, the student actors are exploring the ocean. They're looking for their classmate, the one who turned into a killer whale. Pods of hand-painted cardboard orcas bob and weave in an ocean of royal blue cloth shaken by the students. In another play, a student fights a monster who is stealing their tribe shaman. The heroine visits the Thunderbird people and defeats the giant.
I've taken them all hostage, and I'm prepared to feed them. How dare you!
Grr! The stories are part of Sea Alaska Heritage Institute's Baby Raven Reads program. Holly Knoyer is an art teacher at Charter School. Her class designed the props, and drama students wrote the scripts. She applauds the students' work.
Look at their form line.
Student Amelia Leffler helped make a lot of the props. Leffler says her favorite of the two plays is How Devil's Club Came to Be. That story follows Raven's niece as she battles a giant who had been taking the village shaman. She discovers Devil's Club and its medicinal properties along the way.
And it's sort of fun to see how different cultures are.
Riley Presnell also helped bring the scenes to life.
I think I really like painting. I really like painting the canoe. I really like painting the blanket.
Kai Clevenger, a Tlingit student, is the daughter of Kevin Clevenger, the school's artist in residence. She helped create the form line that appears on the props. The seventh grader says it's important to her to see her culture taught and celebrated in school.
I like how my culture is communicating with other, stuff now, and, how my culture is, out there now.
Student Ryan Bowling also worked backstage. He says the fact that they're traditional stories is what makes it special.
I feel like the Native stories need to get out there more than they are.
Bringing the stories to the stage was a community effort, Knoyer says, with help from Ketchikan's tribe staff. Fourth and fifth graders were able to pitch in, too. Knoyer says the school's artists in residence had taught the younger kids about form line design, which came in handy.
And when we ran out of time to work on our props, fifth grade and fourth grade did our designs on the paddles. They worked on the button blankets. They worked on the designs for all of the hats. And it was all on account of working with Kevin Clevenger that they knew how to do this. They were really excited to participate.
That was one of the most satisfying parts of the production process, Knoyer says.
It was really cool to see that ripple effect of a really great program came into play in our little theater project.
The students performed their plays for classmates and community members, including the staff of Ketchikan's local theater. They received a rowdy chorus of applause. In Ketchikan, I'm Reagan Miller.